All right, we're up to Sifdalit in Shinayin Gimel, but it's necessary to briefly recount Sif Gimel because we're shifting from our long time discussion of the Surim, where a Kain is not allowed to be Metame, to the question of the Shiva Krivim. As you know, the Torah says that if I cared, that a person, a Kain, is obligated to be Metame to the Shiva Krivim. And that's what we're going to learn about here. It's a very fascinating Das Kainim. It says in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim the beginning of Emor, where it says that a Kain is allowed to be Metame to Sheva Krivim. It says that a Kain Gadol is not allowed to be Metame. So when it talks about a regular Kayin, the Lashon of the Torah is Le'imai Ula'aviv Yitama. It says mother and then father. When it says a Kayin Gadol is not allowed to be Metame, it says La'aviv Uli'imai Lo Yitama. So it's striking that Psukim very close to each other first puts mother before father and then it puts father before mother. So the Das Kainim Bali Taisis comments on it. I think it comes from a Medrash that the Malbim quotes, that the Derech of the Torah is to write Lo Yizu Afsu, smaller Chiddush to a bigger Chiddush. So he says like this, he says the mother is definitely the mother because the baby comes out of the womb of the mother. So a mother is considered 100% Vadaya mother. How do you know who the father is? Could be the father of somebody else. So we have a rule, right? Be like Sachar Abal. You assume that that a woman became pregnant from her husband. That's a din of right. That's an assumption. So mother is vadai, and the father is less vadai. It's a vadai in din, but less vadai in mitzias. Oh, until you do the DNA test, I don't know of anybody who does a DNA test before he goes to Levaya. You know. You're right. If you didn't, you would know. In theory, you're right. Yeah, you would know. But Lamaisa, he says the following. He says that when it comes to being mitame, the lashon of the Torah is le'imai ula'aviv, le'izu afsu. His mother is certainly allowed to be mitame. It's definitely his mother. His father, it's a big chiddush that he can be mitame because it's only becheskes. By Kayin Gadol, once I'm finished, by Kayin Gadol, the chiddush is the reverse. By a Kayin Gadol, it's Aser to be Metame. So the order of Lois Wafsu is the reverse. It's Aser to the father. And it's even a bigger Chiddush, it's Aser to the mother, because the mother's a Vadai. That's the Das Kainim Bali Taisvis, and the Mela, it's very Geshmak. Very good. So this is the kasha that the yeshiva velt asks on this side, Das Kainim Bali Taisvis, that the lomdis is flawed. What's the lomdis? The mother, it could be mitame, it's vadei mother. The father may not be a father. So memela, it's a bigger chiddush. But if the father's not a father, then he's not a kayin. Matter of fact, if the father's not a father, he's a mamzer. So the father's not a father, then he's certainly allowed to be mitame. So what's the loizu apsu? You follow the kasha. What's loizu apsu? The mother, you're allowed to be mitame. And the father is the bigger chiddush. It may not be your father. But if it's not the kain's father, then he certainly can be mitame. So yeah, so that's the kasha. What? What? He's a mamzer anyway. If there's other kain's mazana with his mother. A mamzer can't be a kohen, no question. If a person's a mamzer, he doesn't have dinei kuna. No, shayim rachol doesn't have dinei kuna.
But anyway, why should you assume she was mitame?
All right, why should you assume? So the point is, if it's not the father, if he was a different father, certainly he's allowed to be mitame. It's also 100%. You follow? It's 100% because if it's his father, he's allowed to be mitame. If it's not his father, he's also allowed to be mitame. You can mitame to anybody. It's a great kasha. It's his father, but he's not a kain. He's not prohibited from being metamet to anybody. See, he's a mamzer. A mamzer is a sorry yuchsin. A mamzer can't be a kain. A mamzer is the son of a kohen is a mamzer, not a kohen. Why does that help? What's the problem? But he can be mitame. Yeah, he can be mitame. Anyway, that's the kasha. The kasha is a very strong kasha. So when you want to have an example of Pela Shatayra, you know, where they split the hairs, the Klichemda says it's not a kasha. He says, I understand. Halacha is Oiske Paskat, he's a Kayan. Whatever, Kabi Shmaya Gal, who cares? Halacha is Oiske Paskat, he's a Kayan. Now, if it's not his father, so he's not a Bimitama. The Dasakanim is right. If it's not his father, he's not a Bimitama. So that's how he divides it in the Klichemda and Parsha Samar. The Kayan, he's Oiske Paskat to Kayan. The father, so if it's not his father, then he's not a Bimitama to him. It's a very, very difficult thing because it's Oiske Paskat, it's his father also. You know, it's a little funny the way the Klichemda makes a distinction between one and the other, but be that as it may, the kasha is a nice chap. The kasha is a beautiful chap. He was the president. Okay, he was also one of the biggest geniuses in all of Poland. A generation of Poland had a lot of geniuses. So Rameya Domplatsky, as a young man, was sent to accompany the Chafetz Chaim to the Knesia, the famous video now. So Rameya Dom was sent to be the one to accompany him. So they sent them first class tickets on the train. First class. For what's first class? They were cushioned seats as opposed to hardwood seats. So the Chafetz Chaim held that it's a suffix of shatnez. So he refused to use the first class ticket. He went to the back of the train. Rameya Domplatsky held that it's mutter. And he felt if we'll go to the back with the Chafetz Chaim, it'll be like a psak for Klal Yisrael, and I'll go first class. So imagine what it looked like. They rolled in. Rameya Dom was in the first class cabin, and the Chafetz Chaim was in the back on the hot bench cabin, you know, in economy. So that's the way the train rolled into town. But Rameya Dom is in the video. Okay. At any rate, that's right. That's the kasha. The Das Kanim said that if it's not his father, he's not allowed to be mitame. So it's loy zuavsu. So the kasha is, well, why should he keep mitame to this gentleman? If it's his father, he can be mitame. If it's not his father, he certainly can be mitame. That's the kasha. That they're both 100%. The mother and the father are both 100%. When we learn Hilchis Kibbud Av Ve'Em, I mentioned to you a brisker rav. They say as a boy, somebody asked a brisker rav. It says in the Torah Kabeda Savicha Vesimecha, that there's a kedima to Kibbud Av is ahead of Kibbud Eim. So somebody asked the kasha, what do you mean kedima to Kibbud Av comes before the aim? The aim is definitely the mother. And the father is only Becheskis, it's only Rabbi Zachar Abal. So Kibbud Aim should come first, because Kibbud Aim is Vada and Kibbud Av is Safik. So they say that the Kibbud Aim should come first. So they say that the Brisker Rav answered some fine Kibbud Aim. That you're saying Kibbud Aim comes first because maybe she was mezana with somebody else and you're the product of somebody else, a different father. Like some fine Kibbud Aim, you give a kedima because she was mezana. Let's learn. Sif Gimel, we learned in the end last week, not only are you allowed to be mitame to the Shiva Kraivim, but it's a mitzvah. Kolameisim, it's a mitzvah to be mitame. We spoke out the Chalukei Deis. If only a kohen is a mitzvah latame, or everyone is a mitzvah latame. I mentioned, I think, the Shabbos Aryeh, who brought a raya, since it says Echad Ish veEchad Isha in Siv Gimel, it's a raya that anybody is a mitzvah to be mitame to a sheva kraivim, and that's the way we're noyik. I mentioned to you then that we're going to have it later in Siv Hei, a machlaikis that this is dafka letzairach or filo shaloi letzairach. Let's say you have an outdoor levaya. Do we obligate the kohen to be mitame? It's not needed if it's tzarech hameis. So those are the two shittas in Sif Hei, which we'll get to shortly. Let's learn first Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet is an easy sif, almost no mefarshim here. It lists the seven krivim, and except maybe for one prat, it's rather simple. Let's go through it and try to catch the one prat.
He's talking about the time before he's buried.
Dafka before, right. Once he's buried, there's no mefarshim. Eilu hen krivim shemetam lahem, ishtay nesua, shehik sheira, a wife through nesuin, and it has to be kosher to kuhuna, avu psula, but if she's pasul to kuhuna, you can't be metame. Ay gerusha, or if she's divorced, ay arusa, or if it's an erusin without nesuin, loy oinein, v'loy metame lo. There's no aninus, there's no tuma, v'chein hi, loy aninus, loy metame loy. She has no aninus to him. Now, v'loy mitame eloi, a woman is always allowed to be mitame to a man. So Shachay says it means ena chayeves latame eloi. A woman always has rishus to be mitame. So that's good. So that's one, wife.
That means if she's a chalala, there's no aneilus, no nothing?
If it's a chalala, a psula, then there's no, that's right, it sounds like there's no aveilus at all. Well, it says no aninus, we'll have to see if it's true that there's no, Kedusha is definitely chal. Okay, it says here, there's no aninus, and okay, you caught me on that. Chiddush, that's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. Right. A kehenes is allowed, always allowed. It's pshita, you're allowed, just not mechuyev. The shach, again, it's a grusha arusa. She's not mitame to him. What do you mean she's not mitame? She's allowed to be mitame to anybody. A woman is not mitzvah. So zok deshach, it means she's not mechuyeves if she's a grusha or an arusa. If she's a regular nesua, then of course she's a previous sif is a pnuya doesn't have a husband to have the shiloh about. Here we're talking about the isha isha for her father, for her brother, or for her husband that's fully married. In this sif, we're talking about a grusha or arusa. There's no havamina. Havamina, she's mechuyev because she's a relative. She's a arusa. Kamash v'lan, she's not mechuyevus.
Why would she mention a grusha?
That's for the krivim again. Wait a minute, Rabbi Yosef. For the seven krivim, she's mechuyevus. For someone who's not a relative at all, she's allowed. She's not mechuyevus. Shaila. If she's an arusa to a man, is she mechuyevus? So we're saying she's not mechuyevus. Kehenes is a mechuyevus to be mitama to her seven krivim. She could to anybody. It's a rishus to anybody. B'nei Aaron v'loy b'nei Saharan. There is no isser on a kehenes. Never, ever, ever. A kehenes is like a Yisraelis, but gabi tumah. She keep truma, but she's not. That's shachay. That is no chiddush. The chiddush is only she's not mechuyev.
It comes out nowadays. Goes over to the mess and touches the mess.
It's
a
chit to
touch the mess.
The seven krivim, well, if she's in the room, nowadays we do it indoor levaya, so maybe a metame. It's only enough kamina if there's an outdoor levaya, Friday kfura or something. She has to be a metame, yeah. Arusa is no din aveilus, that's what we're saying. It's what it says here. There's no aninus. It doesn't say aveilus. I'll have to look at aveilus. I don't know the answer. Now, again, seven krivim, we're up to number one, the wife, which always gets everyone more excited. The what? Psula, a grusha. If you divorce, it doesn't mean previously a grusha. It means if he divorces his psula, he's not married to her, he's no longer a chalal, right? The husband doesn't get it in chalala. Because when he's married to a grusha, we don't treat him as a kayin. He divorces her, he is. So once she's divorced, grusha means even a kosher, that's a grusha. Psula means puzzle to him. Then what happens? He married a normal wife. He's allowed to marry her, and now he divorced her. Is he allowed now to be mitamita? There are three things. Psula, grusha, rusa.
And arusa is the same idea that he's not married to her.
Right, right. There is a tumul What?
Why not?
There is a tumble about separated couple. If they're separate, then legally they're still married. She's Nashis Ish. But they're separated and they're Das Tav Gerishin. And the Shaila is whether there's Avelos and whether these rules apply. Rabbi Kiva Eger deals with it in Shinai and Dalid. Later in Shinai and Dalid Tifnali, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Im Hayalai Ketat Ima, Vayadaita Lagarsha, Umesa Mitecha Ketat, Kaziyam Shashloima Deina Misabal Aleha. That there's no Avelos. It's a Chiddish. Legally, they're married. Okay, so it says that if there's a katata, that is, if they're a katata, then they're not. Doesn't mean a temporary katata, which happens sometimes in married life. It means daita legarsha. What? A civil divorce, a separated. Either way. A man never has sekash on his wife. Only a child has say on a parent. No such thing. There's no kai shall answer. So someone else should say, but it doesn't matter who it is. The Rabbi Kiva Eger, what? What about it? He says Eina Misavel. That's what became his lush. Rav Palm, I think I mentioned in the past that I once asked Rav Palm about a siblings that were didn't talk to each other in decades. I mean, the one, I only hear one side of the story, but you know, the one who asked me to Shaila, you know, the sibling worked for him for many years and trusted him, and he found out later, all the years he was buying merchandise on the company name and selling it out of his house besides what the company sold. And so there was a real katata, and they didn't talk to each other for years. So he didn't want to be misabel on the sibling that died. So Rav Palm told me that Avelus is belayv. The person has such feelings. So there's no Avelus. There's no Avelus, is only belayv. The reverse is true as well. Sometimes you have an adopted child, a stepchild who feels very close. And a stepchild can do Avelus. It's not just a show. It's Avelus also. The only exception is Aninus. To pat yourself a mitzvah, that's Einain. So that we don't do for a stepchild. What? We told the first day. When it's a kula at mitzvahs, we don't do. But otherwise, you have velus is type of. I don't say the kayin can be mitame to a stepfather. I don't think it's true.
Goes fry. A lot of times, you find out children don't have
a mitzvah. Something goes off the derech. So it's velus also the continuity. Now, people have velus. On a mumra, there's no velus. Today, the minig is to sit shiva because we consider him tenish nishba. As I used to say today, everyone's tenish nishba. What?
I thought they sat
Shiva
when he turned
fry. You read a Gershim. No, Shmad, by Shmad. Right, anyway, that's relative number one. Right, so that's the Chiddush here that Rabbi Kiva Eger says there is a Ketata. That there's no Avelus at all. And Rav Palm said that Lamaisa, that if there's just a fake out Avelus, he said, it's not.
Children don't have to sit like here.
I'm sorry, what? A parent. I don't think of I don't know. It's a bigger chiddush by a parent. A parent, a person has a right to have tainus on a sibling, or a person has no real right to have tainus on. The Gemara says even if she ripped up his clothing in front of him, so you know, there could be theoretically a situation where there's no kibbutz av, there are rishayim. But
on a stepfather, a person that's not supposed to like do something.
A stepfather, you can do everything except to pat yourself a mitzvah, says an ayin. Everything else. There's a kosov. Yeah, okay, let's get to it. We'll get to the sister in a minute. Right, let's go in order. We did wife. Umetame le'imai, second relative is a mother. Afilu nischalala, and of course the father as well. Umlevnai lovitai, ikimle shakaluch loy chadashav. If a baby dies within 30 days of birth, you're not allowed to be metame unless you know it was a full pregnancy. Oy shem shloshim yayim ve'eloch, when they live 30 days, I feel like psulim. Chutz mivnayu bita mishivcha ikutis. So that's five relatives. Wife, father, mother, son and daughter. And the last two, la'achiv ul'achayse me'aviv, a paternal sibling. I feel like psulim. Even if that possible meaning that the father gave birth, the father had this child when he was a kosher, and then he married, let's say, Grusha, and had this person's half brother and sister. Elam Kain Haim Bnei Shivcha Ikutis. That's not Misiachas Achrav. Avol Achav Lachayse Meimai Einay Mitama V'Chein Einay Mitama Lachayse Arusa Afli Arusa Lakayin. Once a sister gets married, even Erisin, there's no heta to be Mitame. If the get was after Erisin, or by Geres, she's Nepnuya by Geres, or she's a Mukaseitz, you could be Metama. Umetama l'shem Eris Yavam, afilu im kasa b'ksuvasa, imisis b'lay bonet had b'ksuvasa k'labay nasha. L'shem Eris Yavam, even though there's a suya in the Gemara, that certain Tanai in Shmir Eris Yavam, make that the ksuva doesn't go to the brother, it goes back to the father's house, but still shemer siyavam yom etamu. The only if the kain. So here this is a list of the seven kain. Like I said, there really aren't many mefarshim here, almost none at all. Mikivega Nishtai Nesua says Hainu Chuppah. The Rabbi Kivya, the Pesachei Tshuva Beis brings a topic that's in the Yeshivish Blot of Ksubis. He says, I'm Ashkosa Beisyazi Be the Kabayas, Mishem Archas Chaim, Vein Bishara Melech, Paragimel Kisisha, Gunjas Chuppah Sosan, and Masha Tamalam. That's a Shara Melech that we learn in Yeshiva. Because it's in Ksubis, Daf Yud Aleph in Yud Beis, at least in the olden days when yeshivas got to Daf Yud Aleph in Yud Beis. When I learned Ksubis, we got to Daf Lamed Gimel over the year, and we thought we were going slow. But it's a very geshmak sugya. It's a sugya about a chas v'shalom, but an almona min ha'nesuin who's a psula, meaning they had their wedding, and before they consummated the marriage, the husband died. So she is a basula still, but she's a grusha min anesuin. So the Mishnah says, a mother min anesuin. What? The question there is whether waksuba she gets. Does she get when she remarries? Does she get, it doesn't talk about Yibam, it talks about, let's say, there's no circumstance of Yibam. The question is, does she get 100 or 200? So the Mishnah says some that she only gets a ksuba of 100. So the tumul in the Rishayim is, why do you only get a ksuba of 100? Is it because we assume she's really a ba'ula? Or maybe halacha calls her a ba'ula? Or is there a different reason? So Taisvis says, Taisvis is not in your office, in your base of an aleph. Taisvis says, even if there are two witnesses, that they were never nibala, two witnesses, leizaza yadei miyadam, that there was never a bia. Nevertheless, Taisvis says that the next husband doesn't believe it. He thinks, l'shab chayimra, l'shva chayimrim came. You know, shidduch information. So they say, yeah, she... There was never a bia, but he doesn't believe it. Since he's not Samech Das, he only gives her 100 suba. The first suba, she gets her regular 200. Yeah, she gets it from the first suba. Even before bia, the suba gets 200. But even Erisin could get no chi of ksuba by Erisin, but if you write a ksuba, then you get the 200. But the second marriage, the Taisis holds that we really don't trust that she's a psula. The Rajman, the Ritva say that Rajman, the Ritva, first they bring Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi disagrees with all the Rishayim. Yerushalmi says, Batul China. It's very mistaken. Yerushalmi says, of course we believe two witnesses. What's the Shaila? You cannot believe two witnesses. But Batul China, the chain of marrying a woman that was never married, even though she's Taka still a Basula. But the chain, which is represented by the extra $100 in the ksuba, that is that's the Yerushalmi's ashita, batulchina. But the Rashi and the Ritva themselves learn into the Bavli that we say Shema To'u Ha'edim. When he ever finds such a thing, you say Me'edim made a mistake. We have a rule that Kol Milsa Delay Ramya Alei V'Lav Adayte. Something that at the time it takes place doesn't matter. A person doesn't concentrate on. Meaning, at the wedding, nobody assumes that, God forbid, that a chassan is going to die before they consummate the marriage. At the wedding, nobody's nice and lave. If the collar would disappear for 15 minutes, maybe a photographer would notice, but who would notice? You know, so everyone thinks, on the other side of the hall, So this is not even day. So the Raja says Shematoha Edim. That means the Raja and the Ritva and Taisis both say, and we don't assume she's really a Basula. Yerushalmi says, what do you mean? Two Edim, we assume she's a Basula. But Lachim. Nafkamina is for a whole list of other dinim. For example, in the second marriage, do you do Sheva Brachas? If she's a Basula, you get 7 days of Sheva Brachas. If she's a Ba'ula, then one, if she's a Ba'ula and he's in a second marriage, they just have the 1 day of Sheva Brachas. The 3 days of Simcha, 1 day of Sheva Brachas. So the question is, what you do. So that's the nidain of the Shara Mishpat. If you don't believe she's a Ba'ula. So it's interesting, Shara Mishpat says, I believe, that Lagabi be Misameachar, you have to Misameachar 7 days. Because she knows she's a Ba'ula. But Lagabi Brachas, other people have to make Brachas. It applies what Tosfos and the Rashba say. The other people, they can't make brachas. They don't know for sure that in the second marriage that she's absurd. I once had an incident. It was a young man from the yeshiva who went off to Derech and then came back and then got married. And I knew that he and her had been mizana in their middle Gilgal, But the family, the Chassidish family, so I'm at the wedding. And the relatives, the cousins who are making Sheva Brachas on Shabbos, they come over, they ask me, are we allowed to make Brachas at Sheva Brachas on Shabbos? I said, why don't you ask the Chassan Kali? I said, we asked them, they said we should come over to you. So like, what do you do exactly? It's a very embarrassing situation. So,
but they weren't married.
They now got married, but Abula, the ksuba I took care of. The ksuba we did under the chuppah, ksuba's basula. And before the yichud room, I went with one other person, and we ripped up the old ksuba, and we did a regular ksuba of 100. So ksuba you can do secretly. The sheva brachas, especially with chassidish relatives, I don't know.
What to do?
Ramesh writes, it's true, but Ramesh writes it b'shas adchak, it'll be a bizarre, and this easy way to take care of it. Okay. Yeah. A chayse besula, besua shenis garsha. No, if she's a bula, it's only a besula shenis garsha. You do, and bula not. That's why they have this whole shara mishpat, because if you assume she's a bula like Tosfos and the Rashba, then I'll be metamet to her, right? But if you hold like the Yerushalmi that we believe to aid, just bat lachina, so bat lachina is a ksuba dekadim, and not otherwise. So, because we're not comfortable to test her, that's why. So the Shar Melech says that you're not allowed to be metamed to her, and he says basically we pass it to Bavli, not to Yerushalmi. You know, it's Yerushalmi in the Bavli, but his psak at the end is that you're not allowed to be metama. He actually says that like Tosis you can't be metama, like the Ramban it could be allowed to be metama to her because you're allowed to believe Adam for it. And that's his Lamais, he says not to be metama. It's a separate story. Yeah. Sometimes you have to have a fifth shulchan aruch. What?
If it's lava daita, you make it in the rabbi, but you can't be so careful that you don't believe it.
Slava Daite.
Watching from this, they know they're going to be the Edom. They're watching to make sure, and they say it didn't happen. It's not Slava Daite. That's why you have Edom.
Edom where? You had to make sure there was no yichud room. If there's yichud, you're in trouble. See, you don't designate Edom to make sure they're not miyachid. If you have yichud, you make Edom, they are miyachid. No, Edom, they're not miyachid. Who saw? No, that nothing happened. Who thinks about it? No, he didn't die 1 minute. If he dropped dead as they're dancing away from the chuppah, I agree with you. But we mean that he died 5 hours later. Maybe if you had Shemrim that they weren't yeah. Kayin can't be Mazik Rishasa. A person could always be Mazik Rishasa. Only if she got married, you can't. No, so that's nothing to do with being a Pesula. Once there's another marriage, that's not to do with that. That's not to do with Pesula. What? Yeah, but the marriage is a full marriage. It's a regulation sish to the second one, so it's not telling me at all. No. I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. That's the clair of the Pesachei Tshuva Aleph. Pesachei Tshuva Aleph has a geshmak of clair. I think Minchas Chinuch has the same clair. He says, what about a cotton kayin being metamet his father? You say, what are you talking about? A child could always be metamet his father. But a kayin cotton, we're muzah not to be metamet him. And he has no mitzvahs. He has no mitzvah to be metamet his father. So is a kayin cotton allowed to be metamet? Obviously, the minig is that we're mekel. I think Pesachei Tshuva at the end brings Higil Achinuch that. Achinuch ushizal lakayim amitzvah shiyagdul. In Lomdis, I don't understand why I should be telling Chinuch, it's Gezeres HaKosuv. But anyway, that's what he brings. A very geshmaka, like a leidu, but it's a very geshmaka clair. If a kayin cotton is allowed to be metama to his father's a kayin.
But there's no chinuch, because it's not going to happen again.
It's not available.
It's a Gemara, it says there's no chinuch by
Avelis.
What? Kibarav is to follow if the father's a kayin. If he would be also, then Kibarav wouldn't override. Okay, yeah. It granted doesn't say Av. You're very observant. It doesn't say father. When it says mother, it means mother and father. And since the mother, there's a chilik, it's missing. It doesn't say the word Av, but it's, I think, understood that it's included. You're right.
Why is it sister from the mother, not the...
What?
Why is it sister from the mother, not the...
Sister, to put Zer Sakasov. It's not something in the Pasuk. No, it's in the Pasuk itself. Take a chumash. Okay, so this is the list of the Kraivim. Let's go on to Sifhei. So we learned the Mechaber of Sifhei at the end of Shia last week. Yeah, you have it marked off? No, you say you remember it. Okay, let's see Sifhei. Kol Eilu Shemetam Elahen Afil Shalai Letzairach V'yeshay Medavka Letzairach. All right, it's a tremendous machlaikis. If you're allowed to be mitame only if you're needed. Now, needed doesn't mean that he won't be buried without the relative. It means that he's needed l'kvaydai. There's a purpose in it. Like I said, if there's an outdoor levaya and he could stand next to the mace and not touch the mace, what is touching the mace add tzairach? There's no tzairach. So this is a machlokes rishayim. Whether you're allowed to be mitame or not allowed to be mitame. And you can't be machmer one way or the other. One way, it's a mitzvah to be metame. And with the other sheet, it's an avera to be metame. So it's a hard thing because it's very difficult to say a psak. Let's see what the Ramah says. I'll read the Ramah carefully. L'sfar Rishayna. What was the Sfar Rishayna? Afilo Shalai Letzairach. So L'sfar Rishayna, according to the first sheet, Afilo Meisloi Meis B'Shabbos. Shi'ev Shalakaivrai Bai. By Biyayim. You can't bury him. There's no Tzairach. Shari L'tamay Slay L'shamray K'dei Shalai Emotum B'mizayin V'nachin L'hachmir K'svara Achrayna Shalai L'tamay Svak L'tzairach K'vura Levi Lai Arma Tachrichin. Now, it's interesting. He says like this. The Nachin L'hachmir, we'll have to see the Shach in a minute. He says nochin lahachmir. It's appropriate to be machmir that a kohen should only be mitamal tzarich. What does that mean? The mace dies in the house on Shabbos. The kohen should leave the house. The relatives, the child should leave the house. Shouldn't stay in the same house as his father because on Shabbos there's no need. What about shmira? See here, the shverikat in this Ramah that we don't understand is that the Ramah says loit. The svara rishayna, I feel a meisle meis b'shabbos. You have the kaiyra shayna time. It's like ulis shaymrei. What ulis shaymrei? I understand if there's a shaymer without the son. So this, if you hold the tzayrich is mutter, it's not a tzayrich. He has to leave. But if you need him to be a shaymer, why is the Ramah saying it's only like the svara rishayna? If you need to be a shaymer, you like the svara achrayna. It's mutter because with the svara achrayna holds the dalit tzayrich. It's mutter. So why is it Shmira at Tzairach? It's very difficult.
That makes a
Dinayin. Yeah, that makes a Dinayin. The Mechis Chinuch is this cash. Well, on Shabbos it doesn't make a Dinayin. But anyway, the Mechis Chinuch is Matmiya on the Ramah, why he says that to be a Shomer is only like the Svara Shniya, and not like the Svara Rishayna. In the Din of a Shomer, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. What does it mean, a shaymer, for a mace? So Rav Moshe writes, there are two dinim in a shaymer. It's based on the Gemara. I'll tell you the Gemara in a second. So why do you need a shaymer? You can learn two ways. You can need a shaymer to make sure nothing happens to the body. You have to watch the body, that the rodents shouldn't come and attack the body, or the fire shouldn't break out. You have to watch the body. You could learn for practical reasons. Or you could learn, like there was a shomer in the Beis Hamikdash. The shomer of the Beis Hamikdash, they weren't there to guard the Beis Hamikdash. They were there at the covert of the Beis Hamikdash. There were guards on the front doors, yet there was a guard on every single door, every single opening. I just learned, it was a pellet to me, because I don't learn Kachim too much. I just finished Perek Ezel Mekayman. I think I say Ezel Mekayman every day. Let me learn the Perek. So I learned Perek Ezel Mekayman. And the Gemara says, there were shomerim, Levim, on the back of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, there was a small window called the Parvar, and there were two Levim. Machlekes, one or two Levim stood there. They weren't there to guard anything. It was a Shomer Shmirah out of Kovid, like you have the changing of the guard by the queen. They're not there to protect the queen. They're there an honor guard. So the question Rav Moshe deals with is, what is the Shmirah of a mace? Is it to protect it? In which case, today you don't need a shomer. You put the mace in a fridge they have today, and there's no shmira needed. Or is it lekvaydais? Rav Moshe says there's a gemara. Rav Moshe passing everything from gemaras. There's a gemara. The gemara says in brachis, I think yud ches yud zayin. The gemara says mace besfina. The machlokes the chachamim in ben azai. Chavim say, Chashinan la'achbarim, even on a svina, you need a shomer. V'chashiv ra'achbarim, so what's it talking about? That you're potter from Kriya Shema. A shomer is potter from Kriya Shema. There's only one shomer. Potter from Shema and from davening, even if he's not a relative. If he's a shomer, he's potter. So even on a boat, the Chachamim say, because there are no achbarim on boats, unless you know the achbarim on boats. But, you know, otherwise, not chashis damazai for achbarim on boats. Don't tell me your experiences. Ben Azai argues, Ben Azai says, boats are muzik, they don't have achbarim, and therefore you're allowed to daven. Zokter of Moshe, we see two things. We see there's a shmira al din achbarim. No achbarim, so he's allowed to daven. But Zokter of Moshe, Akasha, why doesn't Ben Azai say, if there are no achbarim, you don't need a shomer? Why are you saying, a shomer is allowed to daven? You should say, if they're no achbarim, then you don't need a shomer. Vice versa, Sakhtar of Maisha. An achbar, a shomer from achbarim is 24/7. It's 60 minutes to the hour. You can't stop. You have to watch it all the time. You cannot let it daven. A shomer for COVID could step out to daven. On COVID, you don't need 60 minutes to the hour. You need that there's a shomer. The shomer steps out for a minute to say, Kriya Shema, it's not a stira to the COVID. Maybe it's a bigger COVID. But he says Yaitzev Nichnis helps for a shomer who's a covid shomer, and a shomer who's a shomer for achbarim, you're not allowed to be mafsik. And lenafkamina bizman hazeh, where we have Baruch Hashem, places that there's no chashash achbarim. So Ramesha holds that the shomer could be a yaitza v'nichnas. Today, in the funeral homes, even though you pay for a shomer, I don't know that they necessarily don't go for a walk in the middle. You know, it's hard to be the whole time. If it's for COVID, well, you can't make your own gedarim of COVID. It's a shomer. It says there are two shomer. Gemara says there are two shomer. It's a yaitza mispal. It's a yaitza mispal. So, yeah. So Lemaiser, Lemaiser's Nafkamina Bismana said that the Shomerim could step aside. Now I have to tell you, that's an Igris Moshe. Chelak Aleph, Tshuva Reish Chafei. The Mavi Yabayk is the Sefer on Inyanei Meis, all the Minhagim of the Chevra Kedisha, and the Kfura all comes from the Mavi Yabayk. It's a totally Falestucha Sefer that the whole world relies on for these type of Inyanim. And the Gesher HaChayim brings from the Mavi Yabayk that the Shmira is for Achbarim, and also for whatever you want to call them, Klipais, Mazikim, Shadim, I don't know exactly what they are, but he says that the Shmira is for that as well, and even if there's no Chashash Achbarim, you still have to deal with the Shmira on a constant basis. Why does he do it with the Gemara? I don't know. That's always Ramesh, you know, it's always the thing. Ramesh has Kashas and Gemaras, and a lot of the others, they don't deal with the Gemara, so I don't know what he's going to do with Ben Azai. But be that as it may, at least with Tamei Kabbalah, there's a reason to have a constant Shomerim. And what? And then you have Tzivnechus doesn't help. That's what the Gesher HaChaim is saying. So the Chalukei Deis on what the Geder of Shmira is. So what? So usually, you know, all the Paiskim say that when there's a stira between Kabbalah and Halacha, we follow Halacha. I assume the Kabbalah Svarim say that when there's a stira between Kabbalah, I don't know. But we usually understand that people who are Balei Kabbalah on that level is one thing. And the rest of us, it was never meant in Yoni Kabbalah for the Hamayinayim. It was never intended that way. Here, though, you could be Machmir like Kabbalah. It's not a stira. To have Shomerim constant is better. Now, to pati yourself in Kriya Shema, that's a kula, we wouldn't do. But to set up Shomerim in the first place in the proper way, that we should do. Now, this doesn't answer the Ramah, why the Ramah says it only like one shita, I don't know. But
do we send the Mesbah and plain Eretz Yisrael?
When you send the Mace on a plain Eretz Yisrael, the Shomerim, I guess, are upstairs. Somebody accompanies the Mace. I guess so. What are you going to do? You can't go in the cargo hold. I probably won't let you buy him a seat. It's not a plane. What about it? Anino supplies in a plane because the Aine can still think about what to say at the Hesped, about who to call to come to the Levaya. That's the tour of an Aine in mitzvahs, is because he could always be Isaac. I mentioned sometimes when people call me what to do in Aninos, I mentioned to them, Rishlam Zalman Orbach, it's a Chiddush Gadol, but it's a Davar Mistaver. He says that an Einain who doesn't daven, the Levi is tomorrow, he doesn't daven. He says when he's going to sleep anyway, he could already say the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, because he's already taking a break from his being Isaac in the Tzarkei Ameis. So he says, let him say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. I assume he's mitzarif to it, the fact that by us, the Iskei Kvura we give over to the Chevra Kadisha, most of the things we're busy with the Levaya, the Spadim. So he says that, so it's a Chiddush. I don't say everyone should do it, but it's the Stavra to do. What? Shabbos, there's no question, you're right. Right. Shabbos, not regular, you're not supposed to learn, but the davening is regular. The learning, yeah, the Avelus things still apply, but the Aninus things. Avelus Shabbitzinah apply even after Kfura. When on Shabbos, Dvarim Shabbitzinah Nayig. That means on Shabbos, even during the week of Shiva, Tashmish is Aser, Dvarim Shabbitzinah, and Limud HaTorah is Aser. Maybe Rechitz B'chamin, we don't know Rechitz B'chamin anyway on Shabbos. But the Dvarim Shabbitzinah Nayig. Mitzvahs, you're right. Mitzvahs, you keep all the mitzvahs that you can. Daf Yomi on Shabbos during Shiva, they're saying someone made a mistake. Unless they were up to Mayid Katan. Okay, at any rate, so this is a gigantic machlaikis. If it's even Shalai Letzara to be Metame, and and it's a machlekes. Now there is one important exception. The Ramah said it's nochin lahachmir kesvar achrayin. Nochin lahachmir means someone's being meikel, you don't have to be meichel. Very hard to be meichel in an einin. An einin is Shabbos, a nifter in the house. Do you tell the kayanim, the children, move out of the house? There's a nifter in the house. There's no tzairach on Shabbos. If he has a shayla, you tell them to move out. They don't ask a shayla, so nochin lahachmir means you don't have to be meichel. You have to know your customers whether you tell them. Question is, what about a suffix tzairach? So Pisrei Tshuva Dalid brings Kosev Agai Melisa from the Nesivis. B'sidat Filoshalai Mekamak and Bechayol Mutolias Bebayis Hameis. On a weekday, so he agrees on Shabbos, if someone dies, the children should get out of the house, even though they're Shiva Krayim. But on a weekday, Mutolias Bebayis Hameis Shemitzol Atamalai Av Shachayr Masukim Imai. They're removing the mace. Why does the kain have to be there? He's not busy with it. Makamakain. Nevertheless, tzarich liyasham she'eshi. It's tzarichu shum davar letzarich arav etachrichinu kedaima. Have a tzarich avur matuliyasham. Maybe they'll need the down payment for the tachrichin, or maybe they'll ask you the name. They want to know the name to mark it. There's something they might need a person for. So therefore, the chiddush here is that a suffix tzarich is also a tzarich. Truth is, most anidus is a suffix tzarich. You might think of something to say in a hesped. You might think of somebody to call to the levaya. The oisik b'mitzvah is even a suffix tzairach. So we have sort of a middle ground between the two shitas. If there's zero tzairach, you're not allowed to be metama. On Shabbos, there's no tzairach to be in the house. Nochen lahachmir. If there's a vadei tzairach, there'll be no question. A suffix tzairach, you may be needed. It's mutter, and the truth is, most of the situations nowadays pretty much involve a suffix tzairach rather than a vadei tzairach.
If there's a sister and a brother, then the brother doesn't have to be there because he knows exactly what he does. Or a wife.
Usually, if that's true, yeah. If they have four or five brothers, then you're in. There's a fascinating tshuva de Shusyakiv. It's just interesting for. You can't make these things up, you know, it had to happen. He has a shayla, he was a bris and shul, baby was a kayin. And now they want to bring him back to his mother. But there's a mace in the house. Can't bring the baby if there's a mace in the house. But the mace in the house is the baby's brother. The same day they did a bris, they lost another child. So now the shaila is whether you can bring the baby back to the mother in the house where there's another brother in the house. Now obviously there's no tzairim. This 8-day-old baby is not going to contribute to the esvedim or the tachrichim or anything. There's no tzairim. So... what? The Shusyakiv. So anyway, the Shusyakiv, he clears, so he's this is not a different cheshbon. He has this cheshbon, Shaloi Tzairach, but the Lamaisi, he's Mekel, and the Shita Shaloi Tzairach, that a person could be Mekel. It's a Tzairach to get, it's Nochen Lahachmir, but it's for 8-day-old baby to be separated from his mother. It's a need. Okay. Okay, Sivav. Now here we have the issue of a kayin who accompanies the mace to the kever. For whatever reason, he's saimach either on Ramesh's hat, I mentioned in previous weeks, or he's able to go to the kever without coming next to other kvarim, or there's a fence, and he's allowed to go. Whatever reason, he's by the kever. At what point does he have to leave the kever? So it says, Ad sheyistoim hagoil. What's the taich of Ad sheyistoim hagoil? It says, Machlek is all over Shas, Rashi and Taisis, other Rishainim. If yistoim hagoil is covering the arin, covering the arin of the mace, or, no, even the, if you have a board, it would be even the board on top, or if it means the marker on top of the kever. So let's see the Shach. The Shach here, Yud Aleph, makes it clear to us that there's no heter to stay till the dirt gets filled. Let's see Shach Yud Aleph. Ayin l'kamar meisim ishin ayin ebetur mahu gayol. Shirashi pirish gayol hainu kisi arin. Rashi shita is a gayol is covering the arin. And even in Eretz Yisrael, where they bury people in their talesim, they don't throw dirt on the face of the mace. They have a covering. They have usually stone covering. So that covering, Or that's Rashi Shita. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish Gailu Evid Shnaisim Ala Kever. A marker, not dafka stone, but any marker that you put on the kever. I would say you don't put so much later, but you put some sort of marker. Ayin Sham. Ubabak Kosav the Naktina Karashi. The Bai says we pass like Rashi. Kosav Ramataris Abai is Viator. Now listen to this. Lepirish Rashi Kishanoisnim Oisai Bebayis Ba'orim. V'saismin Hakisoi Bemismarim. Okay, they didn't do like Eretz Yisrael. They did like the Dominic Chutzlaretz. They put the Arin, the basin in Arin. And they sealed the cover of the Arin with nails or whatever things that you, pegs that they used. Adas litin Arin b'kochei b'kever. So here, when is the Gaila being put on? Not in the Beis HaKvaris. The Gaila is put on in the Chemer Kadisha house. So he says, like Rashi, you're ready, Osir. You're ready, Osir. The Kain can't go to Levaya. The cover is put on the Arin even before Kvura. Even though you still have to do Kvura. That's going to be the cash. Who Tama Allah b'teres habayis? The Rambam brings this b'shem who? Whoever he brings it, this chumrah. The heyachav shalayim reshim sasmu arayne b'bayish le'yatam b'nai alav. You think if they see you seal the arin, you can't be metamu v'yibes yasushem. Fia nias daiti. Yeah. The masha pirish rashi b'chol makim gailu hanu kisi arin ain a ratzalayim after the sasmei b'bayis. It means from when it's covered in the grave. Teida, and he brings a raya for Perik Shoyol, that Shabbos, Daft Kufta Beza Medbeza, Amina Koshayim Rifnei Hameis, Yedea, Chiyistam Agayel, the Sivi Yashav Offer El Arif, Kishahaya, Perish Rashi, Gufay Kari Offer, Mishashav El Arif, Kishahaya, Miyad, Arach, Tashu, Shem Bayad Yuach, then the Shama goes upstairs, when the body is placed into the kever, if he's that nistam arim bevayis mismarim gam l'rashi b'nai mitam alav achi yistam bekever. So he's saying that the iser is when the body is in the kever and the arim is covered, that's when the kayin has to separate himself, and from then on he's not allowed to be there. Now I mentioned to you, Rapan said, when you throw dirt on the arim, I assume that's so, because that's a tzairach of the mace, I assume. Why it doesn't say so here in the Shulchan Aruch, I don't know. But what?
I thought the only problem was the other mace. You're not being mild at this point.
He's saying is even for your mace, it's aser.
No,
so it's true. Okay, so Ramesh has a tshuva what to do when you go to the Beis HaKvaris. So Ramesh says the following. First he says that as soon as they do the kfura, you're not allowed to stay. The kli is not allowed to stay for tzedek hadin or kaddish by the kever. By shreis the peferish in the tshuva, it's all chelak aluf. You're not allowed to stay, and you have to go out but derek tzara, the shortest possible path out of the Beis HaKvaris. You have to leave right away. Then he says, if it's possible to be dalet amis away from every kever, there's a place in the Beis HaKvaris. You don't have to leave the Beis HaKvaris. You go in the middle of the road. Now, the old Beis HaKvaris don't have such wide paths. Even today's only have, like, in the main path. But let's say it's possible to be Marchik Dalet Amis from all the Kvarim. Or there's a fence, then you don't need Dalet Amis. If there's a fence around the Kvarim, all you need is Dalet Fachim. He says, then you're allowed to stay there. Even though when you leave, you'll have to go near Kvarim. But what's the difference? I leave now, I leave later. So then a person's allowed to stay for Tzidak HaDin and for Kaddish. But otherwise, which is the case in most situations, the custom that the Kainim stay there, just like Yisraelim do, till after Kfura, and they say Tzidak HaDin and Kaddish and Kavale, so that's an error. There's no Shita.
The Kohanim, really built lately, there was a section on the side.
So we're going to learn that. The Shach here brings, I guess we'll have to next week, that a kainim should be buried at the edge of the Beis HaKvaris. It's not always practical, because the way the Beis HaKvaris works today is different plots within the Beis HaKvaris belong to different chevres. So he davened in the chusta shul, he's in the chusta section. He davened in the spinka, he's in the spinka section. Davened in the sama section. The Chaim Balan has its own section. So not every section has the availability of having a kever at the edge. The proper thing is within the section to put a kever at the edge, build a fence, and in a road from the entrance of the Beis HaKfaris till the kever to put fences alongside the road. When my great-great-grandparents are buried here in Queens, they have, where you come in, there's on by the road this fence and then a door. It's an old rickety door. We don't even try to open it anymore. We just go along. But on the side, you can get in. It's a funny fence. Like, what's the fence doing? It doesn't go around it. It's just from the road. But the answer is, it was done for Kayanim. If you have the Kayan could go on the road, we learned you need Dalet Amis, but if there's a fence, all you need is Dalet Tfa. That's the heter to go down the Ocean Parkway. If there's no tree issue, that's the heter to go on Ocean Parkway. What? Yeah, it's not a wall for Kayanim, though, because the kever itself is Matama. That's for saying the very Torah. That's the Tzim's heter for davening, saying the very Torah. I don't think it's heter for Kayanim. He doesn't say it for Kayanim, it's true.
So the
Sheet
of Rashi is
Lahalach. So the Shach says the Sheet of Rashi is Lahalach. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem will pick up on it next.